It's clear the oldest among us are the most susceptible to serious and sometimes fatal consequences of the virus. But Isla Shapizi says there are serious quality of life downsides to this lengthy isolation, starting with loneliness.
We're also talking about increased risk of falls, cognitive decline, depression, weight loss, also physical decline.
Shapizi is a senior instructor at Virginia Tech and director of its adult day services. She says families should hold conversations with older loved ones to first learn what their wishes are.
It may be much more important to them to be able to visit with a grandchild than it is to take in too much caution from the virus.
Shapizi says we have reached the point where it is important to develop plans with loved ones and caregivers that meet current health concerns and allow the oldest among us to have the most meaningful lives possible. Evan Jones, WFIR News.